After 2 years without safe drinking water, the Caledonia County town of Sutton has finally decided on how to treat and filter water from its contaminated well. The levels of nitrates in the water can be highly dangerous to young children. VPR's Charlotte Albright has more.
In a corner of the Sutton School cafeteria, a dishwasher gurgles noisily. It uses water from the contaminated well behind the school because chemicals can be added to make it safe. But all drinking and cooking water must come from big blue 5-gallon jugs delivered to the school each week. Cafeteria cooks Talissa Giorgio and Jennifer Seymour are growing a little weary of this extra step in the kitchen.
Yes, we have to pick these up and put them in pans, and that's what we have to do. Yes.
They're heavy.
They are heavy. And what, it's been 2.5 years?
Something like that, yes.
2.5 years we've been doing this.
That's how long it's taken the town of Sutton to decide what to do about the contamination of its well water. Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation's Deputy Division Director Ellen Parr Doring says the nitrates were detected in annual tests required for public water systems.
It's an acute contaminant, and what that means is a contaminant that can cause immediate health impacts.
Parr Doring suspects the source of the nitrates is manure spread on nearby farms, though that has not been proven. State toxicologist Sarah Vos says nitrates are especially harmful to children under 6 months because they can create methemoglobin in the bloodstream.
And that methemoglobin cannot carry enough oxygen to sustain the baby.
And our best solution is to treat it.
Scott Spencer is Sutton Select Board Chairman.
We're surrounded by agricultural. So even though we could drill a new well, maybe get good water for the next 5 years, we could be right back into the same boat.
Spencer says the two largest farms in town have voluntarily reduced the amount of manure they spread, but not enough to lower the nitrates to acceptable levels. He says water rates, which have historically been about $200 a year for each of the 20 users, will double soon and eventually may quadruple to pay off the $457,000 water bond approved by the select board last week. Meanwhile, state regulators are worried that private wells are also polluted, but they cannot order tests or fixes for them. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.